This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials from 36 countries and UN agencies gathered in Cyprus Thursday to discuss how to expedite aid to besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a sea route launched last week. With reporters, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says world leaders need to condemn Hamas for the October attack on Israel, but Israel's treatment of Palestinian civilians is also unacceptable.
We also condemn the fact that we are witnessing a number of civilian casualties in Gaza that is unprecedented in my times as Secretary General. And a basic principle of international law, humanitarian law, is the protection of civilians. We must stick to principles in the Ukraine as in Gaza without double standards.
And European Union Foreign Policy Chief Joseph Borrell says the group is preparing much stronger language surrounding the deaths of Palestinian civilians by Israeli forces.
What's happening today in Gaza is the failure of humanity. It's not a humanitarian crisis. It's the failure of humanity. It's not a earthquake. It's not a flood. It's bombing.
Officials said that Russia fired 31 ballistic missiles and cruise missiles at Kyiv before dawn Thursday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
According to Serhiy Popka, head of the Kyiv city administration, residents of Kyiv were woken up by loud explosions early Thursday morning as the missiles arrived at roughly the same time but from different directions. This is Kirilo Beletsky, a construction worker from Kyiv. The alarm went off. It was very loud. The air defense was working, and then there was a terrible noise, a bang. The windows flew out. The house sort of jumped, so to speak. Air defenses shut down all the incoming missiles, though 13 people, including a child,